Each day he works in the week and remembers to do so, Curtis Mutter gets in his car and records a podcast on his break. It might be 11 a.m. on a Tuesday or 8 p.m. on Sunday night, but one thing's certain, it's lunch break with Curtis Mutter.
It's Monday.
There's a lot of naked women on the internet, and for just a dollar a day, you can help me clothe them.
It's Wednesday.
And now, as a public service, frankly, a review of the original motion picture soundtrack to John Hughes's 1980-whatever film, Pretty in Pink. This is one of the cassette tapes I have that I listen to in my car. Previous listeners will know what I'm talking about. Anyways, if you have it on cassette tape like me, side one, we start with a song, If You Leave, apparently produced by Tom Lord. I've never known how to say that last part. A-L-G-E. Algae? I don't know. Copyright 1986 Virgin Records. This song is kind of one of the schmaltzy emotional tunes that John Hughes will throw into his movies sometimes. If you're not in the right mood for it, it's a little bit much. Let's say that. But it's pretty unoffensive anyways. Next up, we have Left of Center by Suzanne Vega, featuring Joe Jackson on piano, which is pretty cool. Got some Joe Jackson action in there. This song is a little bit Robin Sparkles for any How I Met Your Mother's fans. It's especially the second Robin Sparkles, where it's all badass and edgy, but it's still kind of overproduced 80s pop, and it's very bubblegummy. So I don't quite believe her when she's talking about how she's living in the shadows and she's less left of center, and when people ask her what's going on, she always answers nothing much because she's so cool and hip. And it's a little thou dost protest too much, I think, but it's a jam. It's a banger, guys. It's a good song. Just a little bit Robin Sparkles, that's all. Get to Know Ya. Off the top of my head, I don't even remember what song this is, so we're just gonna blaze on right past it to Do What You Do by NXS. And frankly, I'm aware of NXS as a band, but I don't really, I couldn't even tell you what their number one hit is. Maybe it's this, because Do What You Do, it's a good song. I can hear the tune in my head as I'm talking about it now. I'm always excited when it comes up on the cassette tape, unlike its track before it, which is evidently so forgettable, I've completely forgotten about it. So there you go, Do What You Do, NXS. Good job, guys. Next up, we have the titular track, the song which gave the movie its name, apparently. I think the story goes that John Hughes heard this song and was like, that's a cool name. I'm gonna write a movie about that, or based on that name. Whatever, you get what I'm saying. Pretty in Pink by The Psychedelic Furs. And honestly, this is a great song. It's telling a really sympathetic kind of story about this girl, and like, you totally don't necessarily know the exact specifics of what's going on, but it's sweet, and it's told from a sympathetic viewpoint, I think, and it's just paints a picture in my mind anyways. And I think it's a lovely, beautiful song, and it's those classic kind of vocals where it's not technically good singing, but it's just perfect for what the song needs. So there you go. That's side one anyways. You know what? I'm going to split this into two. I'll do side two next time, possibly later on in this episode, but I'll do a bit in between, and then we'll be back for more Pretty in Pink. How's that sound to you guys? Boy, that's a classic cliffhanger right there. Don't forget to stay tuned for more reviews of the Pretty in Pink soundtrack, side two of the cassette tape. I'll see you guys then. Well, why do I keep saying stuff like that? Whatever.
It's Thursday.
News of the week. Scientists at CanCore are compiling a list of the best video games to play while high on marijuana. Hey, I've been working on that too. Extensive field testing. Gotta give them a call, compare notes. Variety reports that Henry Cavill is not a fan of sex scenes and is quoted as saying, "They're overused." And, well, of course, if you were Henry Cavill, a man with Superman levels of handsome, a man cast to play a character whose physical features represent peak man, you'd hate sex scenes in movies too. You'd be like, "Ew, what are these ugly naked people doing? I'm gonna go stare at myself in the mirror." And if you think about it, it's kind of sad. Henry Cavill probably can't look at porn or anything. You know, no one will ever come close to looking as good as him in any of that. Truly, where do you go when there's no more Everest to climb? Also, I don't have a crush on Henry Cavill, though I know I do not make a strong case for it. But that, ladies and gentlemen, was news of the week.
It's Saturday.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, the conclusion to the event that has shook the nation. I'm so excited I can hardly speak. The finale to the Pretty in Pink soundtrack review. So this is side two of the cassette tape. First song we have is Shell Shock. Now, it's a little harder edged than Left of Center from side one, but still got some classic 80s glammy pop elements in here. I don't know, though. I believe the singer in this one more, if that makes sense, with the harder-edged angle. I fucking love Left of Center, by the way. I'm just not sure exactly how much I'm enjoying it and how much I'm laughing at it. But either way, it brings me immense joy, so there you are. Anyways, Shell Shock. One lyric is, "The deeper you get, the sweeter the pain." If that lyric doesn't belong on the soundtrack to an 80s teen movie, I don't know what does. Next song, Round Round by Belouise Sommet. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. Now, a lot of this album, sometimes the whole is better than the parts. The songs all sound like one cohesive thing, and the soundtrack, honestly, it just works as a terrific album. But some songs are lesser when considered on their own merit. This is not one such song. Round Round is a flippin' banger, you guys. It'll be stuck in your head forever, and you'll wonder why you didn't know it before. And if you did know it before, congrats, you win a pair of hipster-tight smarty pants. Epic song, though. Nice and melodic and simple, but never stupid. And I think that's a big distinction. Especially when comparing it, again, to some of the other songs that I'm not sure if I'm laughing at them or not. Round Round is a wonderful song. Let's just leave it at that. Next song, Next song, Wouldn't It Be Good? Here's one of those works on the album, glad it's here, but it's not particularly amazing kind of tunes. The chorus is fairly memorable, but it's quintessential 80s cheese as well. Not sure how much I'm enjoying it, a little ironically, you know? Bring On the Dancing Horses, though, is a fucking masterpiece. Honestly, it's not supposed to be the way things shake out, but I kind of think side two is better than side one on this soundtrack. First thing about Bring the Dancing Horses is that it's by a band called Echo and the Bunnymen, which is a band name I am so jealous of. Next thing about this song is that it's like someone said, make a U2 song, but make it memorable and, you know, like, good. And yeah, I fucking said it, but Echo and the Bunnymen knock it out of the park. Favorite lyric here for me is, "First I'm gonna make it, then I'm gonna break it, till it falls apart." Amazing tune. Listen to the harp swipe before the chorus each time. In your fucking dreams, you two. Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by the Smiths closes out the tape, and I don't know what can be said about this. Frankly, a perfect song. It's short, melancholic, self-pitying in the most relatable ways, and perfect for this soundtrack, for an 80s teen movie, and has found its way into more than just this John Hughes film, as a matter of fact. An instrumental version of this tune plays in Ferris Bueller when they're in the art gallery. Anyways, a great soundtrack, one that feels like an actual album, with each song complementing the overall feeling of the whole. John Hughes famously never allowed a Ferris Bueller soundtrack to be released, actually, and it's because he felt the songs in the film were too disjointed to kind of work for one. And hearing this, I kind of get what he means now. So anyways, that's that. You are welcome, world.
And that was the episode. If you liked what you heard, check out curtismutter.com for more stuff like this. You can also follow me on Instagram at curtismutter, C-U-R-T-I-S-M-U-T-T-E-R. Thanks for listening. I hope I made something worthy of your time.